You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Al Sisto, CEO of Tern PLC. T-E-R-N is ticker. Al, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin, for having me on your program.
Yeah, well, you're well followed, and I'm very familiar with you, so it's nice to get you on the podcast. And news-wise, you've just released your interim results. 6 months ended the 30th of June, and we'll ask a bit about that if you could. Before we do that, Al, if someone hasn't heard of you, can you explain what Tern is about, please?
Tern is an investing company listed on AIM. We've been publicly traded since about 2014, and the founders are the initial investors in this business. And what we do is we provide retail investors in particular with access to high-growth IoT companies through our investing in those businesses to get the returns and participate in businesses that we believe have high exit values, particularly in the U.S., where we also have a base of operations. So it's a unique investment vehicle for investors to take advantage of the new and fast-growing IoT market.
Yeah. And currently, what's the core of the portfolio? How many investments have you made?
Within the framework of the business, we started the business to qualify a name with 3 minority investments, of which we've exited 2 of those investments and still maintain a small percentage in a third. But the core, our principal investee companies, are 4. Our flagship is Device Authority, Fundamental Virtual Surgery Company, Wild Networks, and NVMA. Those are our current 4 investee companies, which we have a significant position and positions on the board to influence outcomes and returns for our shareholders.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so your interim results unaudited for 6 months ended the 30th of June. Can you please provide us, Al, with an overview of the results, please?
The overview results are really a testament to the type of people we have in the companies that we've invested in. In this COVID environment, everything had to change. And change on short notice, and we were able to, with our companies, create a crisis management group of the CEOs, share resources, share ideas, as well as take advantage of our synergistic qualities of the portfolio to, in effect, produce results that were up in revenues from the previous year-on-year time frame by 62%, but also in the time of COVID. And the problems created within the framework of customer relations still add another 7% growth to it, to the aggregate headcount within the portfolio. So I think our results are a reflection of the relevance of our companies in the markets that they serve, despite all the obstacles that were created during the period. And we signed a number of significant contracts with our companies in this period that I think are beachheads in future big opportunities to be leveraged as we somehow get back to the new normal.
Yeah, before I ask you about the companies there, I mean, so do you feel at the moment it's getting easier? Do you think the worst is behind us at the moment?
I would be naive to say the worst is behind us because there's so much data that is still not really understood. Yeah. But I think with regard to the operational characteristics of our business, we have restructured these businesses to operate online, operate in this new Zoom Teams environment, as well as we've put an emphasis on managing the relationships with our existing customers and help them through the crisis such that we're able to get more share of wallet from those businesses and provide for continuous growth and value creation within the investee companies, as well as share resources. You know, there's an auto company that is a customer of a Device Authority that was put into creating ventilators, of which they were struggling to figure out how to train the people to use these new ventilators, which are substantially different than the existing high-end medical devices that are the ventilators of practice. And we put together a deal with Fundamental, the surgical training company, to actually create training videos for the returning NIH workers to learn how to use these new products that are ventilators, but are substantially different. So, you know, this is the kind of tenacity that we have within the portfolio companies, as well as a camaraderie that we've created that I think, regardless of the new normal, we're well positioned to continue to improve results and improve value.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you just mentioned one there, but you do mention in the interims how your portfolio companies have solidified their leadership positions, you know, during the pandemic. Can you provide a bit more detail on that as well, Al?
I think if you look at the leadership positions, in particularly in the case of the Device Authority, they've been recognized by some of the industry analysts as in the top, you know, top quadrant, you know, in sort of the magic quadrant area in terms of providing secure device lifecycle management, and partnered now with companies like Microsoft and supporting and helping Microsoft customers take advantage of the Azure cloud. Fundamental has been recognized by the Academy of Surgeons and a number of different hospital groups, as well as from the investment point of view, the Mayo Clinic and the Sinai hospitals in Germany as a leading, if not the leading, virtual reality training for surgeons, particularly in an area of time when getting surgeons together to learn how to do surgery has become a very difficult chore. Mm-hmm. So they've created a almost Xbox-like multi-user capability to allow surgeons to practice surgeries on a virtual cadaver. So there's an unlimited supply of surgical bodies to practice on and do so in a collaborative environment. So, you know, these are things that the companies have done and have been recognized for in terms of making some supportive changes. And most recently, Wild has been recognized and is involved in doing some work with care homes in Scotland to provide for a level of care home tracking of patients and visitors and staff in a unique way using their mesh technology and LoRa technology that provides for this capability with anonymity, so that there is a compliant GDPR requirements as well as in the U.S. the HIPAA requirements. So, you know, our companies, you know, are being recognized as resources, as well as being recognized by industry groups as leaders in what they do.
Yeah. And can you tell us, you know, a bit more about your investing strategy and how you attract sort of IoT startups, given the level of competition at the moment in that area and the VC arena?
I think What's happening is our investee companies are really the honeypot for other IoT companies to really want to work with us. Our investment strategy is really to go into organizations early days in a seed round kind of environment where there's already a product established, but that product needs to have some of the rough corners removed, as well as a global strategy for deployments, particularly deployments into the U.S. And what we do is take an active position, you know, in the 15 to 25% range, you know, ideally 20%, at this early stage, and work to create new value, new proof points within these companies to attract additional investors and syndicate the deal at a full A round, where we'll participate, but our participation will be at a step up in value and, you know, recognition of the value that we created. That recognition of value that we created, and it was particularly obvious with our work at Fundamental Surgery, where we went in early days and then did a syndicated round with industry participants as well as financial investors like Downing. That helps us attract companies that wanted to have us do the same thing. You know, we're all operating people. We've all run businesses. We've run startups. We've taken companies public. So we bring a different perspective to our investee companies, and we work with them regularly to provide advice as well as make connections through our networks. And that, I think, has been the real important aspect of our deal flow. The other thing was we added an additional investment partner who is just focused on making our brand well known within the startup community. So we're actively pursuing companies that we see, but companies, I would say the majority, more than 50%, 60% of our deal flow is companies coming to us right now, which is really rewarding and beneficial, because we don't have to spend a lot of time and money beating the bushes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you recently raised $1.5 million. How do you plan to use the funds, Al?
Like with all our funds, fundraisers, you know, they're targeted from investment. In March, we raised $800,000 and put $500,000 to work almost immediately. With this $1.5 million, we're looking at a number of investment opportunities that are in final due diligence that we believe, and as we said in the interim reports, we'll be making a new investment shortly and potentially syndicating some of our one or two of our existing portfolio companies now through the end of first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if we dare look forward, which, let's be honest, is if the pandemic still is one thing, is not to predict the future, but what can shareholders expect from Tern in the remaining months of the year, given the challenges ahead?
I think the outlook is, you know, Tern will make a new investment, as well as one or two of our existing portfolio companies will bring in a syndicated partner so that we can unleash the value. One of the things that we do, which is very conservative, but I believe prudent, is we mark our portfolio carry value at the last third-party validated round of investment. So our syndication efforts are important to show and demonstrate the increase in value in a accounting measurable way for the shareholders. So, you know, our net asset value per share is based on the last round that was raised with third-party value validation. So the syndications are important for us as well as for our shareholders and for the companies, because they raise additional capital without us having to raise additional capital for some of those syndications. So we see a new investment and one or two syndications between now and the end of first quarter. And again, COVID makes doing due diligence extraordinarily difficult, as well as having syndication meetings extraordinarily difficult. So you know, the timing is predicated on people's abilities to get together and move forward. But we have in the oven quite a few transactional opportunities, and we will execute on them to create more value for our shareholders.
Marvelous stuff. Okay, every day on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies. Obviously, to get on those lists, people have to hit that follow button. So right now, give three reasons, if you could, why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Turn to their watch list, please.
We provide shareholders, particularly the retail shareholder, with access to technology companies they wouldn't be able to invest in on their own, and then manage those investments for them in a way similar to a venture capital company, but with the ability to buy and sell shares every day. So we provide an instantaneous sort of measurement of our performance to those shareholders to have access to these companies. I think that's a really real novel approach to taking advantage of our ability to invest in companies, take them to the U.S. and exit with U.S. Values in terms of the multiples on the value in the business. I think the other thing is another key point here is that we are active participants in the companies we invest in. So we are not financial investors. You know, we are operational investors. So when you invest in Turn, you're providing us and yourselves with the ability to continue to work with the companies that we've invested in to turn them into bigger companies and bigger companies that have a lot more value than when it is we started with our investments. And lastly, I think, you know, we provide an avenue for these realizations, you know, in terms of our commitment to return a portion of any realization from these companies to the shareholders in some tax efficient way, either a dividend or a share buyback, for example. So this is an organization where you have VC like investments without a 10 or 20 year time frame, but much shorter, and with access to public information about these businesses and the ability to, you know, see and experience a realization and the returns from those realizations in short order.
Excellent stuff. Al, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Very much. I enjoyed our conversation. Thank you for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.